Scripture reading this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 43 through 56. Everyone was overwhelmed by God's greatness. While everyone was marveling at everything he was doing, Jesus said to his disciples, "Take these words to heart. The human one is about to be delivered into human hands." They didn't understand this statement. Its meaning was hidden from them, so they couldn't grasp it. And they were afraid to ask him about it. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Aware of their deepest thoughts, Jesus took a little child and had the child stand beside him. Jesus said to the disciples, "Whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever is least among you all is the greatest." John replied, "Master, we see someone throwing demons out in your name. We saw someone throwing demons out in your name, and we tried to stop him because he isn't in our group of followers." But Jesus replied, "Don't stop him, because whoever isn't against you is for you." As the time approached when Jesus was to be taken up into heaven, he determined to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers on ahead of him. Along the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But the Samaritan villagers refused to welcome him because he was determined to go on to Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to consume them?" But Jesus turned and spoke sternly to them, and they went on to another village.
John Lennon once said this about life: "When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me happiness was a key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted when I grew up. I wrote, 'Happy.' They told me I didn't understand the assignment. And then I told them, 'They don't understand life.'" Today, I want us to travel on a little bit of a journey. Take a walk. We can focus on verse 44. And it really talks about Jesus announcing to the disciples that he's about to be delivered, that he's getting ready to give his life up. And they didn't understand. They really didn't grasp it. See, the disciples, they wanted Jesus to really establish his kingdom on earth. They wanted Jesus to be the king. Jesus knew that wasn't the case, that he needed to make that trip. And as we look ahead and we see the version where he goes into the village of Samaria, and they don't want him there. They push him off. They tell him to go on. And Jesus walks on. And I want you to really picture this. When Jesus started his ministry, he knew what the outcome was going to be. Now, do you think Jesus could avoid going to Jerusalem? No. He went happily. He went to Jerusalem knowing what was going to happen to him. And he went happily. Now, I ask this. I know I'm a little bit of a goofy kind of guy. And if Carney was here, he would say, "Yeah, that's exactly true." I know I'm goofy. But there's one thing in my life that I pledged to do many, many years ago, and that was to be happy. Now, I know my humor's a little sarcastic at times. I know that my actions are a little bit, wow, that guy's kind of goofy. But I go along life being happy, experiencing life to the fullest. My grandmother taught me, and you've heard several stories about my grandmother, because I thought my grandmother was the greatest woman that ever lived. My grandmother always told me, "Be happy in your skin. Be happy in your skin." And I never quite understood that until I got a lot older. And I realized that, you know, we portray this image in life that when we've heard the discussions at the supermodels, you know, you see all the Photoshop tricks and this and that. And I have to admit, my name is Terry. I'm short, fat, bald, and ugly. and kind of homely. Go ahead, laugh if you must. I heard this one up here chuckle. The pretty people laugh at you. You ever notice that? The pretty people laugh at you. They thought it was funny. But the truth is, I finally realized what Grandma was saying. Be happy who I am, because God made me to be a person no matter what I look like. Just to be happy with that. And I've wondered at times why we all just can't be happy. Happy. There's things in life that bother us, right? The snow. How many of us are happy to see the snow falling last night? Lucas, put your hand down or we'll break you in half. So I look around at the rest of people in this room, and nobody but Lucas, who's still in school and really looking for a snow day, was happy to see the snow. But the rest of us are like, oh, there's another one right there. Yeah, he's a little guy. He can go outside and play in it. But the rest of us are like, okay, God, we've had enough of this snow. You know, Dean, who's no longer working for the state driving a snowplow, every time he sees one drive by, you know he holds up his coffee cup and smiles. We're tired of that. We're a little disappointed with that, but we still get up and we still go on, don't we? We still experience life, don't we? We really grasp it and we hold on to it and we celebrate it. And I want to take that analogy and put it together. Jesus celebrated his life, didn't he? He knew that his ministry was not going to be just teaching and preaching. He knew his ministry was ultimately that he had to die. Now, I'm here to tell you, my name's Terry. I'm a coward. If they would have told me that, look, you're going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to take you and you're going to be scourged and then they're going to nail you to this cross and publicly humiliate you, I'm hanging out in Galilee. I'm going to become invisible. All 260 pounds of ugly in front of you would become invisible. I would hide. But Jesus didn't do that. He went proudly and he stood up and he said, here I am. I'm over here. And we can look at all the texts that we're going to see throughout this Lenten season. And we can realize that when Jesus was pressured and he stood there and he says, no, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it. Peter stood up there in front of Jesus and he said, Lord, don't let him take you off with his ear. Jesus stepped up there and what did he do? He picked up the man's ear. He put it back on his head. And people still didn't realize he could do miracles. Now, I'm here to tell you, I've never tried to put an ear back on somebody. I've got a pocket knife. Lucas, come up here. It's just a trial. We'll see if it'll work. We got to work those miracles, don't we? We really have to be the hands and feet of God, and we have to realize when we're doing things, we got to get excited about it. We've got to be really pumped up to celebrate our life in every aspect of it. Each night when I lay down, I pray about this church. And I pray about each one of you. And I pray about each journey that you're on and the celebrations that you have in your life. Because life is full of a journey. It's a destination. It's a goal that you're going to receive. Yesterday when I sat and I talked with Paul for a long time, and here's a man that he's coming to the end of his journey. And all he could sit there and do was talk about, I want my life to be a celebration. He says, I don't want to go to the visitation and have people walk by my coffin and go, mm-hmm. He says, I want my ashes placed in the sanctuary and I want a party going on in that fellowship hall. I want Pink Floyd music playing. I want Maid Rites and potato salad the night of the visitation so everybody can come in and celebrate my life for what I was, my accomplishments, my failures, my shortcomings. Celebrate all of them. And I want to challenge you today to celebrate your shortcomings, your failures. Every one of us fails. I do it. I do it on a routine occasion. I say things I shouldn't say. I do things I shouldn't do. I think things I really shouldn't think. But at the end of the day, I celebrate because the one who went before me walked on a journey. His life was destined to end in sadness. Your life's not destined to end in sadness. Your life is destined to end in happiness because you're going to receive the great reward because he went there. You get to receive the reward. You get to be happy. So when you feel a little sick and your kind of, oh, tummy hurts a little bit, and or, oh, I don't know if my job's going to be around much longer, the economy's terrible, we hear another politician lie to us, and then another politician will fix that lie with another lie. No matter what it is, we still get to celebrate because the journey we're on together. Some of us started out way out in front, but we're all going to the same destination. My dad used to joke all the time with my mom. He goes, there's always more than one way to Buffalo. And he was serious about that. No matter if your journey in life has taken you way over here and brought you around here, and you've walked through this life called faith, and then you walk to the other side and you come back, any way it goes, you're still going to wind up at the same destination. The same destination is always there. No matter how far off you go, no matter the people you encounter, the destination is always the same. Make your journey happy. Enjoy it. There was a movie out several years ago, and I ask you to really watch it. For those of you who have Netflix, it's on Netflix. You can stream it. You can rent the video. You can buy the video. In fact, we own a copy. If you'd like to borrow it, you can more than borrow the Evans Family copy of Elizabethtown. Some of you have seen this movie. It's a movie about a man who passes away, and his son goes to take care of dad's remains. Dad accidentally gets cremated. Now, I don't know how that happens, but Dean works in a funeral home. He knows that can happen. Accidentally gets cremated. And the young man is so devastated that his dad's been cremated that he doesn't know what to do. He's distraught. Until he meets this kind of a kook. And she tells him to take dad on one final trip. And everywhere you go, celebrate. And as they go, they wind up in this one location where she just tells him, walk so many feet out into this crowd. And he's out in the middle of this crowd. And the next thing he had to do was dance. Dance like there's no tomorrow. Celebrating life. And you watch this young man with his father's ashes. And he dances around. He celebrates his dad's life. Because the destination that he was going to was his father's final resting place. You're going to your father's final resting place sometime too. Experience life as you got it now. Experience life fully alive because Jesus headed towards Jerusalem. And nothing slowed him down. Nothing at all. You know, he sent people ahead to let them know, hey, you let them guys know, I'm coming. I'm coming to Jerusalem. Get your cross ready. I'm coming. Same thing with your life. Let people know you're there. Don't take your faith, put it in a box, and set it on a shelf and wait for somebody to come by and open it someday. And then stand there and look at you and go, Have them standing there smiling. Celebrating your life with made right sandwiches and potato salad. Blaring Pink Floyd about as loud as you possibly can. Enjoying life. Christ teaches us that we can enjoy life every time we come together. John Wesley teaches that every time a Methodist gathered that we should be in a state of communion. Ready to celebrate. Ready to give with great anticipation. Ready to experience all that Christ has for us. How can we do that? By clearing your mind. Clear your mind right now as you see the body and blood laid out before you. From the one who went before you. The one that experienced the first journey. The main journey. We as Methodists, we celebrate an open table. An open table means no matter what church you worship at, No matter what denomination you are, no matter what age you are, you all are welcome to celebrate at this table, the Lord's table. You can come experience the journey of a lifetime. But don't bring your burdens forth with you. Cast them away. This building is set to heal. No matter if you say something goofy, act a little goofy, be short, fat, and humble, leave your burdens outside. Angry by to clean them up. Please join me in Holy Communion. As we've concluded this service today, Lord, I ask you to lay upon our hearts, Lord, to be happy, to be the people that need to be celebrating life, to rejoice in all things, Lord. I proclaim these things in your Son's awesome and holy name. Amen.